Our locker room chats here continue on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Now here with the Frankfort Boys head coach, Adam Schreiner. This locker room chat is provided by Wank & Little Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. It's been a pair of games the last time we spoke, coach. Blue Valley ran off a victory 50-41, a 16-point performance from Wes Anderson, 14 coming up on the way from Fred Rosequist, but then a loss to the Centralia Panthers, 67-54 earlier this week. Coach, tell me about these last two games for you and your team.
Well, the Blue Valley game, I thought from C team to JV to varsity, that might have been the best games we had played all year. I thought we were physical. I thought we were quick. I thought we executed well and, you know, just played good basketball. So really excited about how they performed there. That was really nice to see. And then last night we got over to Centralia and it was a physical game. And, you know, I thought our kids competed well for the most part. It looks like the third quarter is a quarter that kind of got away from us a little bit. We got outscored, looks like, by about 10, 11 points there. And, you know, we started out quick, had some momentum and everything, and then we got to find ways to continue to battle through adversity and continue, you know, when we're not making shots, find ways to get stops and then try to turn defense into offense when we get that opportunity. You know, make those. I thought we probably had three or four crib shots there between the second and third quarter that, you know, had every chance to get the ball to go in the basket and just couldn't quite get it done. So, and you give Centralia credit, you know, that they did a good job of playing physical and kind of pushing us around, and we got to be able to handle that.
Wes Anderson, he was quite the sharp shooter in that game against Centralia despite the loss, 21 points, five threes. You mentioned it, you know, against Blue Valley Randolph, some of the best performance you've seen this year for your team. I mean, how great is it to have that kind of confidence here coming up from your players as we get down to the end of the season?
Yeah, the end of the year is, you know, when you want the kids playing the best basketball that they can and, you know, playing for each other and kind of get all things clicking and whatnot. So, you know, our season's kind of been up and down, and so you get that taste of a good performance against Blue Valley. And then, like I said, the kids played hard against Centralia. We just didn't get stops and we didn't, you know, make those baskets when we needed to. So you go back to, I don't want to say the drawing board, but you go back to kind of, you know, here's some opportunities that we need to take advantage of, and this is the time of the year that we want to start doing that so we can extend our season as long as we can.
Well, you look at the upcoming schedule, you have Valley Heights and Land 2 teams. They're kind of on the bottom half there of the Twin Valley League so far this season. Valley Heights 0-20, but you can't overlook their record. What are some keys here in this upcoming matchup coming up on Friday against this Valley Heights Mustangs team?
Yeah, Valley Heights, I mean, they're a young team and they've had to deal with injuries. You know, they're well coached and they're really good kids. You know, they're going to have their time coming. And so with a team like that, you know, they're going to go out and try to give you everything they have because they want to build on their confidence. No doubt in my mind, Coach Steinfurt's had them working hard and continuing to get better. So you got to go out and play to the best of your ability to make sure that, you know, you don't let them get on the run and get that confidence and go out and do some stuff. So we'll make sure the guys are prepared and make sure they understand their assignments and stuff, and that no matter what the record is in the TVL, you got to make sure that you're competing every single night and go out and give your best effort.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you here for joining us for week number 9 of our Locker Room Chats.
Yep, appreciate everything you guys do. Thank you.
That was head coach Adam Schreiner with the Frankfort Wildcats. This Locker Room Chat has been provided by Wank & Little Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. Upcoming here for the Frankfort Wildcats, only two more games left on their schedule. They hear before the next time we talk to them. It's Valley Heights on Friday in the final home game of the season for Frankfort, and it is senior night.